Hey, before we get started, I wanted to share with you about Kajabi. If you are an ambitious creative and are looking for ways to monetize online, I get asked all the time, what do I recommend as a tool? And I personally love Kajabi. I've been using them for over a year now and recommend them to all of my clients. In fact, I just got a text message, literally, who said that they are feeling more confident and excited about using this platform, and you can check it out. You can have a free trial by going to heatherparity.com/Kajabi. That is linked in the show notes. Start a free trial. You can host your courses and memberships and even your email list all in one place. And I love simplification. So again, go to heatherparity.com/Kajabi to start your free trial. What happens when people make fun of you? Now, this is specifically for those who are going the unconventional path, building something creative. They're running after their dreams. They're going after their vision. I mean, user 649321 is one thing, right? But when it's a friend, when it's a family member, when it's somebody from your hometown, when they don't understand, when they say something mean, when you hear through someone else that they're making fun of you, how do you handle that? How do you keep your head in the game? That is what we're talking about today on Fidget Friday. Topic. I put how to handle it when someone makes fun of you, because the unfortunate truth is it's going to happen. And I know it's easier like hearing that than actually living through it. Like sometimes we can be like, oh, I know this shouldn't upset me, but of course we're human beings and it's going to. And sometimes it keeps us from our creative work and the things that we know we're called to do. And I am first in line to say that I have allowed that to detour me multiple times. Somebody say something, friends, family, a variety of comments from hateful all the way to passive aggressive, which sometimes I think those are a little bit worse because you're like, what do you mean by that? And your own fears and insecurities start creeping up. So I wanted to do a conversation about this because I heard an incredible response to this topic through our mastermind group. There was someone in there who was sharing that they had been the, you know, what's the word? The recipient. That is such a hard word. It sounds like a lizard. Recipient of someone making fun of them. I just opened myself up for being made fun of right there. And it was hurtful. It was painful, right? And it wasn't just like, oh my God, your hair's weird today. It's like about their creative work, about their creative process. And that's when it really hurts because it's very vulnerable putting ourselves out there. And it's hard enough doing it. And then when people give you crap about it, especially behind your back, dude, it sucks. And we've all been there. So in our mastermind group, somebody was sharing about that. And another mastermind member had this response. And I asked his permission, his name's Preston Moore, if he could, you know, would allow me to share this on a Fidget Friday episode. Because I thought it was super powerful and something that we all, myself included, could learn from. So how do we handle it when somebody makes fun of us? Well, this is what Preston has to say.
I was talking to my wife about this, about the importance of doing the work on ourselves. And what I mean by that is we all have the things that we're really insecure about, whether it's the things that take me back to being 8 years old, being embarrassed, or, you know, whatever, right? And so when someone says something like, look at those stupid stories, or, you know, my son goes, Dad, why are you so strong and still have a big belly and no six pack? Funny, but it kind of, you know, prods back that don't work out all the time. And my body's a 40-year-old body instead of a 30-year-old, like all that kind of shit, right? When I am doing my work, someone can be intentionally trying to hurt my feelings and it does not hurt me. Not because I'm trying to use some strategic tool to go, sticks and stones may break my bones, or I'm going to go out and crush it or whatever, right? I think I just made up a new tune. But it's because I'm comfortable in my own skin, because I can be comfortable with the dad bod and I can be comfortable with the things that I'm insecure about, right? And so when I'm not comfortable, I look for reasons why my shit is stupid. I look for reasons why someone's probably making a look and it's probably about me because they think I'm stupid, right? And so that is why it's so important to do the work. For me, the work is prayer, meditation, counseling, therapy, group therapy, like group support groups or whatever, because left to my own devices, I will back myself into a corner where I blame everybody else for my own insecurities. Not saying a girl saying that your stuff is stupid is not hurtful. And that's not what I'm saying. But that's the one thing is what work am I doing on myself? So even when someone is intentionally trying to hurt my feelings, it doesn't have the venom. It doesn't have the effect. It doesn't have the, it doesn't carry the weight as when I'm not doing my work and I feel insecure. So that's number one. And number two, it never fails that I have to remember that people are putting their shit on me. That girl is insecure about her own creative process.
Yeah.
Although she does something really well, like take pictures, she still has those bullshit ass insecurities, and it makes her feel better when she can kind of poke a little. It's not major, but she can poke a little bit of fun of someone that goes, that is stupid. Yeah. Right. And so it's always someone else is trying to put their own shit on you and me and whatever. And so, again, going back to this idea of that can make logical sense that, oh, hurt people, or they're insecure about their creativity, so they're trying to bash me. But if I'm not doing the work, it will knock me off my rocker. It will have me not putting out content. Conversely, when I'm doing the work, not that it doesn't hurt me, but it doesn't knock me off the beam and I keep putting out the stuff. And sometimes they can even have grace and go, they must really be hurting to fucking want to talk shit about me. And yeah. Luckily I have a foundation where like, it's all good. I love you anyway. We're not going to work together, but you know, it's all good. And I can be okay exactly where I'm at with the content I'm putting out, with the body that I have, with the insecurities that I have, that it doesn't have to just totally derail me. And now I don't put shit out and blame them for it.
Powerful, right? Thank you to Preston for letting me use that clip. It was from our mastermind group. His links are down below in the show notes. And if you're watching this on YouTube, he has an awesome podcast called The High Cost of Anonymity. Wow, I can't talk today. You know what I'm trying to say? It's a good show, right? I love how on an episode about making fun of people, I can't speak and I'm just like opening the floodgates. But listen, what I love about what Preston said is it gives us something that we can't do. Because a lot of times, you know, we're like, oh, well, there's nothing you can do. People are going to make fun of you. Get over it. Right? No. What we can do is we can work on ourselves and get deeper and deeper in the own inner work that it takes to do what we do and find our worth and our value into something deeper than the approval of all the people around us. I know there's this acting coach, I cannot remember her name for the life of me. And one of her quotes is something along the lines of, you cannot control what people see. You cannot control what people see. Someone's interpretation of something is going to be completely different than your own interpretation and Aunt Janet's, right? And so while we're sitting here trying to control what other people are seeing and how they interpret our work, we're missing it all, right? Again, it's a lot easier said than done, but what's powerful about what Preston shared is something we can do is do the inner work. Are you taking time for yourself in the morning or in the evening, in the afternoon, heck, lunch break, whatever, to work on yourself, whether that be meditation, prayer, reading, journaling, just sitting quiet for a little while, whatever it means, it's going to look different for everybody. But it's so important that we have that practice of doing the work. Again, big thank you to Preston. All his links are in the show notes. We love you guys. We're cheering you on. Stay the unconventional path. Do what you were created to do. We'll see you soon. Guys, before you sneak out of here, I've got to let you know, if you are not subscribed over on the YouTubes, I'm going to come find you. Okay, listen, it's youtube.com/Heather Parody. You can watch the most awkward outtakes and weird faces that I make during an interview. So if nothing else, head over there for that. That is youtube.com/Heather Parody. While you're over there, hit the subscribe button.